Hello, my name is Portia. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up, call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
No, I have a question. I went yesterday and got a shot and antibody. And anyway, though, and I had the money on me, and I paid $19.79 for it. These sites supposed to be charging people because they said they didn't accept Medicare.
I don't know.
It was a legitimate site though because I was somebody told me I live in Talladega County, and they told me to wait until March 1st when they start taking. Names again, mm-hmm. But I just was too hasty though, and somebody told me about this place in Anniston, and so which is in Calhoun County, and I went there and I was telling my brother about it, and he was telling me I shouldn't have had to pay anything.
It's not. Where did you go to receive it?
It's 304 4th Street. Because my brother was saying that even been a legitimate site, that might not even been Moderna vaccine that I.
It's. Let me see.
Because the place, I look like it used to. And only thing, and when it called the number, which is 256-237-1184, it just say Dr. Ross.
And it says no individuals, regardless whether they are insured, have private health insurance, or have Medicare or Medicaid, will pay out-of-pocket for the vaccine. No individuals, regardless whether they are uninsured, have private... it said that it's not supposed to, I'm trying to figure out who would you contact, for that. You said how much did you pay for it?
$19.79.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see how, how did they get away with this? Certain vaccine providers may charge an administration fee for giving a shot, but individuals can have that fee reimbursed. So it seems like they're just being greedy and they charge you administration fee for it. But you could try to see if you can get that reimbursed to you, though, because according to the information that is out here is not supposed to cost anyone, whether you have insurance or not.
So you're saying that? They can charge an administration?
Well, yeah. Technically, it does say that in here. And they break down the cost for each dose, or whatever. What did you get? Pfizer.
Pardon me.
Did you get the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Moderna.
They said that each dose will go for around $32 to $37 is how much they're supposed to charge for the Moderna. They're supposed to charge $19.50 a dose for the Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, $10. Zeneca's is $3 to $4 a dose, and Novak's is $16. So it seems like if the person is administering the vaccine, if they wanted to, which is like, why would you do such a thing? But they can charge a fee for administering it. It seems like, unfortunately, even though it does say that it's supposed to be free and we don't have to pay any out-of-pocket costs for it, they can charge that. Certain vaccine providers may charge an administration fee.
Okay.
I know. That's wild, right?
It is.
The fact that someone actually decided to implement that at a time like this where people were having financial problems to begin with. I couldn't fathom that anybody would even wanted to implement a fee, but apparently some people are. It's called an administration fee, but you can get it reimbursed, though, so you should look into that.
How do I go about getting reimbursed? I don't have a receipt. Give me a receipt.
Right.
They gave me something. They gave me a card, and anyway, I'm supposed to yesterday.
Right.
Supposed to go back I'm supposed to go back a month from today.
Mm-hmm.
With my name, date of birth, and they have on here Moderna and 0248. So I'm just wondering if they charge a fee the next time.
Right.
Okay.
And it sure doesn't tell you how you go about getting that money back, but you definitely should be able to get that reimbursed to you. You could start with the place that you got it administered at, and you could see, ask them, look into it with them, and ask them, is there a reimbursement that they're offering? Because you're the first person I've ever heard say that so far.
You work for the state in Montgomery?
Yes, sir. We are located in Montgomery.
Yeah, well, anyway, though, it just say on here, I got a sheet of paper. It say what after getting a COVID vaccine. Of course, my arm is, but it's not intolerable, though. And so I don't know whether you are, though, but I know where it's done, or it says 0088. You don't know what you
right. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
So you the first?
Yeah. You are literally the first person to call with such a situation. It's mind-blowing. I didn't think there would actually be a charge for it. So, wow. That's going to make things very interesting then, because a lot of people are going to have a very serious problem with that.
Well, because this friend of mine went there and money, and they still gave her the shit.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The lady who was before me used her debit card, and I paid... gave a lady $20 bill, and she gave me my check.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm actually shocked right now to learn that they're actually charging. Oh, wow. And then you still will have to follow, you still will be following back up with them again to receive the second dose, huh?
Yes.
I would ask questions about that, and you could tell them I did my research, and they don't say anything about us having to pay. But it does mention that if you do, that we're supposed to get this money back. So, do I get my money back? And how so do I get my money back? Because no one has any information on that as a writer. There is literally nothing out about calls and like for us in our system, there's nothing that's just you are the first. Now you're going to change everything up, and they're going to have something in there now telling us about people calling about the cost.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but you're welcome, and I want to thank you for calling the coronavirus hotline. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.